The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I do want to dive into something real quickly here because I think the world is a better place hearing nice things more often than not. Bob had a guy reach out to me last night. I don't know if you remember this or not, but I didn't want to tell you ahead of time. I want to give you a surprise.
All right.
So I got a message last night from a guy named Jordan.
Okay.
And he said that you had been in Smokehouse.
Yep.
Recently. Says he works there.
Mm-hmm.
And that his stepdaughter got to wait on you.
Yep.
And that he was super jealous.
Okay.
He said, but if you could, give Bob a hug for me tomorrow. He's a huge reason why I'm still alive to this day. I have the voicemail saved on my phone that I will always keep. And what I tell people is to go do nice things for people because you never seriously know what that could do for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a guy at the Community America Bank when I did that a couple weeks ago. And Sarah from downstairs was with me.
Right.
And it was cool because she brought up at Buffalo Wild Wings when I went out and saw Bink and those guys. And she was like, man, that was pretty cool the other day. And I was like, what are you talking about? And this guy came up to me and he was like, hey, love the show, love you and Fesco together, I really loved Kling. I was like, we all did, thank you.
Right. Yeah.
You know, facetiously. And he's like, no, but seriously, I really love the way that you end your show to tell people to go do nice things for people. He goes, because I come from addiction and suicidal thoughts. And I was like, okay, man, well, I'm glad that this is a good void for you and a good thing to do for you. So I bring that up because you know, there's always, you know, enough, you know, people in the world that like to send hate and send stuff out there. But I thought it was a good time to share that on a Wednesday to, you know, kind of give you a little bit of light to you're doing the right thing.
Well, you know, and I know Jordan for a while now and he's reached out and, you know, going through some stuff and, and know, so you lend a hand. I mean, like why wouldn't you? And I just did what I would think a normal human being would do at this point in time, right? Like somebody needs help, you help them. They offer themselves to you,
mm-hmm.
and you offer yourself to them. And,
and
if somebody comes to you and says, I need help or whatever, then you go help them. Like Jordan was, I met him for the first time at the American Royal Barbecue years ago. And he said, hey, I heard you're going to be out there. Stop by my tent. So I did, met him. And then we developed a friendship. And he started telling me, hey, man, I'm battling this. I'm battling that. I'm going through a lot. Can you help me? Is there anything you can do? And, you know, so we go back and forth and whatnot. And then he was looking for a job. So I said, hey, go work at Smokehouse Barbecue. And he told me the other day, because they're going to promote me to bartender right now. I'm doing good. Mm-hmm. His stepdaughter was in there. You know, and she did have the opportunity to, or we had the opportunity to be served by her at Smokehouse Barbecue, and she was awesome as well. And I want to thank my guys at Smokehouse Barbecue for taking a chance on Jordan as well, because they didn't have to do that. And that's why Josh and his family that run Smokehouse Barbecue are some of the greatest human beings in Kansas City. And I love those guys, and I'd do anything for him. And Joe, who works at the Zona Rosa location, obviously made the hire and hired Jordan. He's doing great things. And I check in, you know, behind the scenes on Jordan. How is he doing? And everybody says he's doing great things. And so when you think it's dark and you think it's down and there's nobody there and whatnot, you're wrong. There is. There's always somebody there that you can reach out to, and maybe it's one of us, and maybe we can turn some things around for you. So, Jordan, I love you, my man. Keep doing good things.
Speaking of nice things, I did a nice thing last night, and I listened to my old show that had Dr. Mackenstein and Drew Nixon on it and Blake Schneiders, and they had a funny out-of-left-field question. They said, what's a sport that you're better at while boozed up?
Oh, God. I don't exercise while I drink.
And I thought, Mac, you said what, darts?
Yeah, darts, billiards, pool, like pool basketball specifically.
Yeah.
See, I feel like billiards.
Pool
I get,
basketball,
huh? Billiards, I feel like I get worse at, because like the eyesight starts to go and the touch goes away.
What about foaling? Are you better at foaling when you've had a couple in or not? Yeah.
I mean, the one time I beat Mitchell Schwartz, I had a few.
Yeah,
so yeah, I'll take it.
Beat a former athlete, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, you beat a former athlete at anything.
I mean,
I don't care what it is, especially, hey, you beat Mitchell Schwartz at something that he did. too, like snapping a football at times. You beat Mitchell Schwartz in that. You wear that as a feather in your cap.
And then I feel like darts I can get a little bit better at. You guys said cornhole is like the number one.
Cornhole's up there for me.
Tossing a bag into a hole at like while you're, you know, leaning on one leg already anyways.
Yeah. So. I told you about the ultimate cornhole comeback we had when we were in Portland, right, a couple of years ago. It's 4th of July at our friend's cul-de-sac.
Sexual.
And they've got this cornhole
comeback.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And I'm like, when I drink, I don't want to stand. I just want to sit and talk. I don't do games, all that crap.
No beer pong?
Nothing. Give me a conversation. Nothing. If I'm at a bar, just sit around and talk. You want to play pool? No, I don't.
Yes.
I don't. I just want to. That's probably why I have 17 beers. Yeah. I'm not doing anything else, right? Yeah, doing nothing else. And that's why, like, folding, you have like 2 beers. You're like, man, I broke a sweat. I'm ready to go. Let's do this thing, right? Because you're active and it's fun. So we were doing this cornhole tournament. And like, do you want to play? And I'm like, I'm not really into it, but whatever, fine. Mm-hmm. And like, it's a big neighborhood deal, right? Like, this is a big deal for the neighborhood. And so I'm with my buddy and we're down 13-2. I walked that son of a gun off 15-13, wow. Hit the last second, you know, cornhole, whoop, right through. I was so fired up. That was July 4th, 2023. Haven't had an athletic achievement since. But I'll tell you what, you know how pissed people were on that cul-de-sac in Portland, Oregon, when we walked out? They're like, you brought a ringer in. I am not a ringer at all when it comes to cornhole. But I will dominate in the Chiefs parking lot, Ralph. I'll tell you that right now.
And we finally got to who it was.
Who what was?
The person that you played.
No, Ralph in the Chiefs parking lot. We set up the cornhole. We play
yeah,
out there.
Yeah,
we have it going on out there. I don't know who the hell these people were in Portland. didn't care. Beat their ass.
In other news, Travis Kelce did not finish number one in People's Sexiest Men Alive.
He didn't? I did? I won?
Mm-hmm. Nope. Jim from The Office won.
Really?
Yeah. John, was it?
Krasinski.
Yeah. Jim from The Office. But speaking of Travis Kelce.
2x2 with eligible receivers. Piran shades to the right, far side of the field of Mahomes. Marks had a call. Now they motion to set up 3 eligible to the right. They throw right cut. Touchdown! Kansas City! Travis Kelce just pivots inside and now ties Tony Gonzalez with 76 receiving touchdowns. The best in Kansas City Chiefs history. And the Chiefs on 4th and 2. Gamble! And roll a 7, or is it 87?
Very well done, Mitch.
Yeah.
So I think the thing that's hilarious about Travis Kelce is that Travis Kelce flexed the league and he flexed some local media. Because I'm going to stand on this platform today and say that I was wrong about Travis Kelce. Now, again, I didn't say that he was washed or that he was, I said he was turning into Jason Witten. Which what
the broadcaster?
I meant, yes. So what I meant by that was I thought that he was just going to be situational and red area available. I'm going to start saying red area now. I just came up with it. That's my move now. Red zone.
Red zone's done.
It's only on Sunday with Scott Hanson. All Tennessee. Right.
Do you think he right trademarked there. That? That's why people are saying red area
I'm
now.
Just going to say red area. I think it's awesome. It makes me feel a little bit more professional. But and I was wrong. I thought he was going to play the Jason Witten role of the Dallas Cowboys when he was kind of towards the end of his career. I was like, you know what? Travis Kelce's good for about 3 to 4, 35, 50 yards, maybe a touchdown here or there in the red area. And I was wrong. So Travis Kelce was letting Rashee Rice be the trailblazer. Nate Taylor joined this show back in week 2 and said maybe this was Kelce showing us all that he's passing the torch to Rashee Rice. Like, look, dude, I can still do it. But if I don't have to, I'm not going
to. That's exactly right. You work smarter, not harder,
correct.
Right?
And it's like, I know when my time's coming. My time's coming when they need me and they ain't got anybody else. Now, they've had DeAndre Hopkins the last 3 weeks, 2 weeks, really. And, you know, Kareem Hunt's been nice. But Travis Kelce leads the NFL in receptions over the last 3 weeks. This is Travis Kelce's average since week 4 started, and Rashee Rice went out early in that game and was nothing in that game because he got hurt, didn't have anything going on. Travis Kelce, since that game, 6 games, is averaging 8.6 receptions a game and 71 yards.
That's pretty good. You'll take that every day of the week.
Right. Yeah. And in those games, right, these are his games. 7 for 89, 9 for 70, 4 for 17, whatever, 10 for 90, 14 for 100, 8 for 64. That's a total of 52 receptions for 430 yards. Yeah. He has a total, Bob, of 499 yards on the season.
So he's at the halfway point at a halfway point, basically, right?
He's on pace to have 950-plus yards receiving.
Yeah.
He's going to have probably 85 to 90 receptions. And it may not be 1,000 yards, but boy, would that be a flex and a middle finger to everybody that was like, well, I don't know. Now, again, these numbers may not be here if Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown,
correct,
and all those guys are there. Guess what? They're not.
They're not. Yeah.
And you had a security cheese blanket with Travis Kelce to know that, hey, they're not going to be available. Now we kind of have to use you more than we thought we would. And again, the Chiefs are also at a beneficiary here because if they do have the luxuriousness of the last 2 weeks of the season to just camp it away, even if they are undefeated, you can still be like, hey, Travis, the next 2 weeks you're off. Relax, do whatever you want to do. We'll have a bye. You'll come back. Now, maybe he doesn't sit the whole game, but maybe it's one of those games where he just kind of does it through the motion and gets through it. But Travis Kelce, literally, I apologize because I thought you were going to be more like a Jason Witten rule. No, you're still Travis Kelce because you're averaging 8.6 and 71 over the last 6 weeks.
Well, and that's the in case of emergency break glass type thing, because as I said going into the season, Rashee Rice was going to be their number one option. It was the guy they were most impressed with and in love with in training camp. And it started out that way until, you know, he got hurt on the sidelines. And so then you have to go to the bullpen and you're like, all right, Mariano Rivera, why don't you come in here and close out games for us right now and see, you know, what you can do with Patrick Mahomes. We'll go back to that well. And the whole game plan going into the season was to not utilize Travis Kelce that much during the regular season, just like they did last year. And I know that ticks off fantasy owners or whatever the case may be, or however you approach football games. But Andy Reid doesn't approach football games that way. They approach these games with how are we going to get better each week to lead us to the playoffs and keep people fresh. So when we do get to the postseason, everybody is fresh and ready to go. The people that may be fresh and ready to go are Isaiah Pacheco, Charles Omenihu, Hollywood Brown, guys like that, instead of Travis Kelce. Injuries happen. Things didn't go their way at the beginning of the season from a health standpoint. And so Travis Kelce emerged and, you know, became the Travis Kelce that we all knew and thought that he was going to be in the postseason. He just had to do it a little bit earlier, and he's having his way. It looks like he's having a ton of fun doing it as well. And that's why you go back to that blowhard who started the show with saying that the Chiefs received benefits. I'm still trying to figure out what benefits they receive because they lost their top two wide receivers and their number one running back in the first month of the season, and they're still sitting at 9-0. That's not benefits. That's called being better than you. That's called being good. And I would bet you that the scores of these games probably would look a lot different had you had your full arsenal and your full complement of weapons that were going out there and playing every single day. And that's just not the case, right? They had a lot of guys get hurt. They're winning games with people you may never have heard of at the wide receiver spot. They had to go out and get DeAndre Hopkins. But through it all, it's been 15-87. 15-87. 15-87. And when games need to be won, who do you throw the football to? You throw it to 87, and he's still there, and the rest of the league, based on the stats that you just read, still can't stop Travis Kelce, who a lot of people say is washed and past his prime. And he's given a nice little middle finger to everybody and saying, nah, I'm still here and I'm still pretty good. I was just saving it for good, and that would have been the postseason, but I needed it earlier because everybody else got hurt.
Yeah, in their first three games, he has 69 yards.
Nice.
And then since then, the last six, 430.
430, because he's needed to be that
guy. Yeah. Which means if you want to prop bet this weekend, take Travis Kelce over 5.5 and over 65.
Are those the numbers, 5.5 and 65?
He's normally right around 5.5, 6.5 receptions. I think last week it was 5.5.
Who's going to cover Travis Kelce this week? Because that Matt Milano, who for years we've been told was going to cover Travis Kelce, is hurt yet again.
I will be 100% honest with you. I don't know if Mac is in the same boat as this. I am staying completely away from this game.
Are you really?
I want to just sit back and enjoy it with a neutral, you know.
That's fine. Yeah.
I'll bet. And the other thing I like about it is I'll bet a lot of noon games. Like, I'll do like a parlay.
Everybody's playing at noon.
I'll just bet a bunch.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Noon games, yeah. And then when it gets to the, you know, the 3 o'clock game, and it's the Chiefs. Are you putting in, you're staying away from this game? Like, you don't want to, or are you going to do some sort of, like,
I mean, the Chiefs are an underdog in this, like, one.
Yeah, that's why it's tempting.
They are now underdogs.
They were plus 2.5 earlier when the line started. Yeah.
I thought it opened up at plus one Buffalo.
No, plus 2.5. Yeah, they were the dog.
2.5 on DraftKings, plus 1.5 on FanDuel.
So I would, if I was anywhere near this game, I would probably take some sort of Josh Allen prop of rushing yards.
Yeah, I like that.
Because he's got some weapons out. His tight end, we still don't know, because today's the first day they start talking. The Dalton Kincaid injury, but they still have Dawson Knox.
Right.
What's the receiver, the young kid that he likes to throw down the field to? He's out.
Yeah, Keon Coleman's out.
He's out. He's already been eliminated.
Yeah, they already said he's out.
Yeah.
And this is gut check time for Buffalo. I haven't looked at their schedule. I haven't looked at how many serious teams they played.
It's a hard schedule after us.
But I think they get the bye this week, and then the Chiefs and Buffalo switch.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why if you win this game, like, you have literally, you're gone. It's over. Yeah. Like, the AFC is done.
But look how big a game this is. Did you know the NFL Today is doing their pregame show live from Buffalo this week?
Oh, wow.
They never do that except for the Super Bowl. They never go on location.
It's like college game day.
Yes. They're doing their pregame show, the NFL Today pregame studio show. They're moving at the Highmark Stadium, an on-site broadcast for the pregame show, because that's how big a regular season game this is. I don't know that we've seen a regular season game this big in a very, very long time. And so they're expecting everybody and their brother to be watching it. They're treating this as the biggest game of the year outside the Super Bowl. I love the fact they're doing a college game day type thing and bringing this thing on the road. They should do that more often. That's a lot of fun.
Before we get to our weekly poll, Bob, let the people know that coming up, they can win some money.
Yeah, you can qualify to win $500 to Hy-Vee each day at 6:40 this week. We will play a highlight of a Chief we are thankful for. If you are caller number 6 and know that Chiefs player, you will qualify. We'll take 5 qualifiers and announce our winner at the end of the week. And you're going to get a $500 gift card from our friends over at Hy-Vee.
So I was in the garage,
mm-hmm.
and I thought about the poll question.
Okay.
Who do you think is more important for the Chiefs dynasty? The Bills or the Philadelphia Eagles? I have thoughts, because without Philadelphia, you don't have Andy Reid, you don't have Brett Veach.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Veach was a young understudy in Philadelphia. Andy brought him over.
Right.
Andy's the head coach. Without Buffalo, you don't have Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Or Xavier Worthy, if you want to throw in a little bonus point.
Yeah, you can throw a little bonus point.
But I would also say, you don't have Mahomes if you don't have Veach or Reed.
That's right.
Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But from all the videos and all the audio that I've heard, Veach was the first one to get down to Lubbock.
Veach was the first guy down there.
And to see this talent and then disappear. And then we hear the Sean Payton story where he was like, we went down there and, like, this guy's throwing in, you know, gale force winds. And, like, he's, you know, doing all these things. He knows the questions before we even ask him. We got to get out of here so no one else knows. Well, time out, buddy. Veach was already here.
Yeah, he was there already. Yeah.
Right. So it's interesting, and Mac, you can chime in on this. Who do you think's more important to the Chiefs dynasty, Philadelphia or Buffalo?
I think it's definitely Philadelphia, because if Philadelphia doesn't make the move to move on from Andy, we don't get Andy here. We hire somebody with a Kangol cap on, and here we sit, right? And we're probably gone. Look at all the teams that hired the same year of Andy Reid. I think the majority
Chargers,
of them.
Arizona. Kansas City. Philadelphia.
Philly, yeah. I think all of them have gone through at least 3 head coaches in their organization since Andy Reid has
Philly
come here.
Philly for sure.
Philly definitely. Arizona Peterson, definitely.
Yep.
Chargers clearly.
Right.
They've gone through 3 head coaches in 5 minutes. So, like, all these places that could have had Andy Reid and we got him have gone through at least 3 head coaches since then. So you'd be talking about more reincarnate. We wouldn't be where we are right now without the Philadelphia Eagles saying, hey, and it was the right time in Philadelphia too. It'd been a long time there. Andy Reid was kind of struggling there at the end with losses. I think they had a couple back-to-back losing seasons.
It was just an ugly divorce.
It was time. It was time to go. And so he was ready to come to Kansas City, get something new going here in Kansas City. Kennedy. Beautiful hire by Clark Hunt and everybody involved with that. And here we sit. So Philadelphia, to me, is much more important than the Buffalo Bills are, because if we don't have Veach and Reed, then we don't have the opportunity to trade with Buffalo to get Patrick Mahomes, and we're scratching our ass with Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think Mahomes pushes you through that level maybe once, that first time. But Andy Reid's been able to sustain this success. I mean, look at last year's Super Bowl run. I mean, my God, there were two wide-open touchdowns, even against Philadelphia. You got Kadarius Toney wide open, Sky Moore. That's Andy Reid scheming. No wide receivers. Yeah, everyone, oh, this offense sucks. Andy Reid's like, hold my beer. It's going to be fine.
What other NFL head coach, other than maybe Mike Tomlin at this point in time, could take what happened in the beginning part of this season with Hollywood Brown, Rashi Rice, and Isaiah Pacheco, all of those guys getting injured, your three biggest offensive weapons allegedly, or three of your four biggest if you factor in Travis, going into the season out.
No one.
Done.
No one.
What other head coach is doing what Andy Reid was able to do? And that's why it bothers me so much when jackass blowhards outside of Kansas City want to start talking smack on this team. Know your facts, Cam Stewart, Sirius Satellite Radio, before you open your pie hole, unless you're enjoying pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving.
You see Cookie Crumbles got pies they're giving out for Thanksgiving?
What?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Key lime pie is one of them, too. I'm just not a big sweets guy. Like, if I'm going to Thanksgiving, I'm filling up on the sides.
Oh, for sure.
And then, like, I'll take home the chocolate pie, which that sounds nasty.
Chocolate pie?
No, you know, on Thanksgiving, they put a little homemade whipped cream on top with chocolate, like, basically putting in the middle with a homemade crust.
I'm not a chocolate pudding guy. Yeah, never have been. Give me the vanilla. Never liked the chocolate. Yeah.
I like the chocolate.
Like a French silk, are you talking about?
Nah,
you
like, no, that's like moussey, but that's my number one pie.
French silk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Without a doubt. French silk, key lime, lemon meringue.
Give me a coconut custard pie. I know you don't like the coconut.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've had that, but I love coconut.
You do love coconut?
Yes.
I'll tell you where the Corner Cafe up in Riverside.
Okay.
Best coconut cream pie you will have. Marge from the Royals got me one on my birthday during COVID. It was beautiful.
I like coconut. It's just like nature's pubes. That texture, man.
I mean, you got to go there.
It's just that texture, dude, you know?
I wouldn't know.
Like, I can't drink pulp in my orange juice because I feel like I'm just drinking the nectars of pubes with orange juice.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.